You're listening to Called the Homeschool, episode number 143, Getting Punched in the Face. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another week of Called to Homeschool. Always excited to be here. Had an awesome day of coaching, had private sessions and group coaching, and all of it is just magical and wonderful. And I love to see the progress that people are making. And I love to see when a light bulb goes off, because you have all the answers already inside of you. And sometimes you just need somebody to help you clear away the clutter. And I love what I get to do and help people on this journey. And it is so incredibly amazing. So anyway, such a fun day. And I loved this podcast. And thank you guys for sharing it and all those fun things. So thank you for listening. All right. Let's talk about getting punched in the face today. That sounds exciting, right? So the reason I thought of this episode is because of something that happened the other day. As many of you know, I am training for a half Ironman, and training is going pretty well. I hired a coach, and that has made all the difference. She is awesome, and she's created a really, really intense and great training program for me. Well, so I'm at the gym the other day, and I was supposed to swim for an hour, and I'm in my lane getting lapped by the most amazing 70-year-olds ever who are in fantastic shape. I was going to do a whole episode about them because they inspire me greatly, but they reminded me that they've been swimming for 18 years, and so it's okay that I've only been back swimming for a month, and that they are so much faster than me. But anyways, they're delightful, and I love them. So anyways, I do my hour swim, and then I'm supposed to run an hour and 5 minutes. And I get out, and it is a delightful 9 degrees lately in Utah in the mornings. And so I am not willing to go and run in that shenanigans. So there is a treadmill that I can tolerate at the rec center. So I get my clothes on, I go to get on my treadmill, and this girl has no idea that this is my treadmill. And I didn't want to be rude and kick her off. So I decided I would just run on the track around the, it has an indoor track at the rec center. Now this track is weird. It's not even a normal distance. It's not like one time around is a quarter of a mile, or like run 8 laps and then that's a mile. It doesn't even tell you, because I think it's just a really odd shape and size. And not only is it odd, but on the corners, they decided to have it slope, and it has these hills on the corners around it. So as you go around the corners, it's banked. So you have to kind of go up this little weird corner thing. And it only really affects the outside lane, but the runners are supposed to run in that lane. So the runners are supposed to run up on this little track. So I go and start my warm up on the track. And I thought, well, I'm supposed to warm up for 15 minutes of running. So I thought, okay, that's fine. I can handle that on the track and not a big deal. So I'm kind of going in and out, and if there isn't anybody on the track, then I can just stay in the flat lane. But if there are walkers, then I have to kind of go around them and go up on this slant, on the slope. And not only is this track so different, but there's also weird little divots in it. And so as I was practicing my run and warming up and all this stuff, I kept clipping my toes just a tiny bit in these little divots. And truth be told, I have fallen before on the sidewalk and running, because when I get tired and whatnot, I will drag my feet and I don't pick up my feet all the way and I'll clip my toes. So I was trying to be extra careful that I did not clip my toes too hard today. So I'm in my groove. I'm watching this girl on the treadmill. Like, is she ever going to get off this treadmill? She was probably a very, very sweet girl. I actually didn't say anything to her. I just waited. But every time I could go around, I could see her. So I tried to peek in and see if she was close to being done. I did want to ask her how far she was going to run today, but I didn't want to be that creepy person. So I did just let her finish her run. So anyways, I'm going around this track, warming up. I don't know. I'm 10, 15, like close to my 15 minute mark. And on one of the slopes is also a coat rack, and a bench. So this lovely group of senior ladies come and they are about to do their walking group together. When I come up on the slope and I trip hard. And I tried to catch myself as gracefully as possible to not completely land on my face. And luckily, I threw my body just enough to the side to land on my elbow and my hip instead. The people who saw me weren't really sure if they should laugh or check if I was hurt. And mostly just my pride was hurt. So I looked up at one of the ladies in front of me where I'm now lying on the floor right at her feet. And I said, oh, you are going to have a great story to tell everyone. And she just laughed and said, you better believe I'm going to tell everyone. And so I just quickly got up and hurry and got out of there and finished my 15-minute warm-up and then hurry and just got on the treadmill. So now that when the adrenaline had worn off, I realized I'm a little bit more sore than I realized. And I probably need to take a day or two off of training just to make sure that I didn't injure anything or if something's a little bit pulled to not completely injure it, right? So even though I have an amazing training plan, I may still need to adapt to make sure that I'm feeling better. Mike Tyson has a quote that says, "Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face." I first heard that quote from my son in a church talk. I wasn't quite sure where he was going when he said, I want to start my talk off by quoting Mike Tyson, but that quote has always stayed with me. You can make the most beautiful homeschool plan. You can buy all the supplies and have everything ready. And most of the time, it's going to be pretty amazing. But what are you going to do when you get punched in the face? Hopefully not literally punched in the face as he was a boxer, but some things that could be a punch in the face are getting sick, having a baby up all night, or even having a newborn baby. The power going out, no plumbing, right? Maybe you're redoing a bathroom or something in your home all day, and now you have no plumbing. What if you get in a fight with your spouse that morning, and then you're supposed to have school, and you just had a big, huge emotional blowout? What if your kids are driving you bonkers? What is your plan then? I would like to suggest a few ideas for you because one thing I can guarantee is that one point or another in your homeschool, you will have a figurative punch in the face. And I would like you to be a little bit more prepared. Just like a boxer knows they're going to get punched in the face and try to have a plan of what to do, I want you to also have a plan. So the first thing I want to suggest is take time to evaluate the situation. Now, I live in an area where we have power lines above the ground, right? We bought an older home, and so in the neighborhood, we have power lines that are still up. And one day, a driver ran into a power pole and knocked out all the power. The driver was fine and nobody was hurt, but the damage was pretty severe. So nobody had any power for quite a while. That probably sounds dramatic, like the whole day. So not like weeks or anything. But when we are so used to power all day long, you better believe one day of no power felt like a lot. So this was obviously completely inconvenient, especially because it happened in the winter. And I really, really do not like being cold. Have I said that before? I will say it again. I do not like to be cold. So I evaluated the situation and decided that we would just bundle up and do school anyway. We brought in a camp stove and made hot cocoa and snuggled up while I read to the kids, and we were just fine. Now, there have been other times when I have been sick, and I've talked before that sometimes I do have seizures, and I am pretty wiped out. I've evaluated those days, and usually I will have my kids come into the bed with me. I'll do a read aloud and a very simple minute with mom, and then I'll go back to sleep. So that is one idea, is to just evaluate the situation before you make a plan. Try to decide, like when the power went out, we were trying to decide, do we go to grandma's house? Do we do what, right? Do we go to a restaurant and we just do school there? What do we want to do? And just evaluated the situation and then made a plan. That's also really great to do when you want to evaluate that from a calm headspace versus a frantic headspace. And so that would be a really good time to evaluate and get yourself to this calm space of, I can make a good action plan from that space versus frantic of like, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to freeze to death and it's so cold and we can't go to the neighbors. We can't do anything, right? Like, you're not going to make a very good plan. So when you want to evaluate the plan, make sure you are calm. You have ideas, right? So you are feeling positive that like, I can figure out a good plan, right? So those are some things to think of too. Another thing I want to suggest, number two, is to have a floor ready. In episode number 60, I interviewed the lovely Brooke Snow about floors and ceilings. The very, very basic idea is having your amazing schedule planned and all of your supplies is a ceiling. That is your ideal, your dream of what you would like to hit for every day with homeschool. A floor is the bare minimum. It's something you can do in 1 minute or less. Some ideas for floors are math for little kids. It can be as simple as setting out counting games. For bigger kids, having them do math on their own. Reading, put out some books, or read for 1 minute. Basically, a really easy floor for school is putting things out for your kids to do on their own. And then the last idea. After you have taken some time to evaluate the situation, decide if today is just a day of rest. Rest is a very beautiful thing, especially if you've been punched really hard in the face. Rest reduces stress and anxiety. Rest improves mood. Rest improves your immune system. Now, the last thing I do want to add is from one of my favorite talks from Jeffrey R. Holland when he was talking about the ox in the mire. Sometimes the ox is in the mire, or sometimes you get punched in the face, and you need to stop what you are doing and take care of things or take a rest from homeschool. But if the ox continues to be in the mire, sell the ox and fill in the mire. In other words, if you are not getting to your school because you keep saying yes to service projects during school time, say no and homeschool instead. If your kids are feeling really sleepy and it's hard to get them up to get school going day after day, get them to bed earlier so you can homeschool. Yes, life is so unpredictable. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stop planning my school. I'm still going to make plans for my school, just like I have for my triathlon. But I am going to be ready for the unpredictable. I have floors set up in place, and I am very willing to be adaptable. I challenge you, my friends, to do the same. Make your school consistent and keep on making a plan, but know that sometimes life is going to throw you a punch, and I want you to be ready. All right, dear friends, I love you all so much, and I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.